All right, getting into the news. Let's take a look. The date is Wednesday, March 13th. All right. Go to google.com/news. See what's going on out there today. House passes a bill that could lead the U.S. ban of TikTok. So basically, the United States doesn't trust all the information going to China. So they don't care about how TikTok works. They just care about who's got access to the data behind it. So the U.S. is saying TikTok is more than welcome in America, but they can no longer have it, all the data going to China. James Crumbly, Oxford school shooter's dad, won't take stand in trial. Here's what I don't get. If we were under Torah law, like we should be, then we wouldn't have anybody, like any lawyers or anything, testifying and making up stuff for people, and they just have to testify on their own. And if the dad needed to testify, then the judge could just be like, yo, the dad needs to testify. But in America, not only do you not have to tell the truth in court, and you can falsely accuse people, but you cannot testify about stuff and have a lawyer, pay a lawyer to lie for you. Next, Benedict, Oklahoma non-binary teen, died by suicide. Medical examiner rules. I don't believe anybody anymore when they die by suicide. Like, I just don't think that there's this many people dying by suicide. I could be wrong, but I don't think they even really do autopsies really anymore. Right. Judge dismisses some charges against Trump in the Georgia 2020 election interference case, which that whole case under Torah law could not have even been brought about because it's just a bunch of false accusations about nothingness that they're trying to get him on. AMC Entertainment Holdings provides settlement notice. I haven't read this yet, but I'm highly invested in AMC, and they supposedly filed a form that said they might be going bankrupt, which we know isn't true, but for some reason they're trying to make it sound like all of a sudden that AMC is a failing company when this whole time we've known that it's not. So I don't know. They're trying to devalue it for some reason. I honestly think GameStop is going to come in here and drop that $1 trillion they got liquid now from their investors saying that they could reinvest their money. So I think they're going to reinvest it in AMC here in a second. Shooting everything through the roof. You know that GameStop is really the only one on the whole NYSE, according to my sources, that isn't owned by the same people. Like, everything else is owned by, like, these huge conglomeration of corporations, if that makes sense. Taco Bell isn't the only fast food restaurant closing dining rooms in Oakland. Yeah, I bet there's going to be a lot more people going to this, especially with robots. They're going to close their dining rooms and just have a little drive through, and the robot will probably hand you your food. iPhone SE 4 expected to depreciate heavily. That means that once you buy it, it's probably going to drop in price. I still have the SE. I still like my SE. And this is like 4-year-old phone or something. It still works perfect. Methane Harriman responds to dangerous claim Meghan Merkel's pregnancy picture was photoshopped. A lot of stuff about photoshop pictures going on around here lately. I'm not sure what the big hype is, but for some reason they're acting like Photoshop just came out and that people just started Photoshop and stuff. WordPress site builder add-on allegedly adds backdoor to disable websites. Oh, that must be why add-on had to, I think, they had to shut down a bunch of websites because of this bug in this WordPress add-on, I think is what I was reading earlier. I don't really remember. Walmart Target may be testing limits on self-checkouts. I get a little annoyed whenever I have to go through a self-checkout because it seems like the buttons are always different. And then you always try to type in some item you don't know the exact word for. So I always just ask the person to come over and help me with it. After avalanche of Netanyahu criticism, U.S. looks to keep rift from dividing. So Joe Biden made some comments, Netanyahu fired back on some stuff, but I think they're all going to kind of have a come to JC meeting here in a minute. A look inside the Chinese cyber threat at the biggest ports in the United States. Portland's probably one of the biggest ports. I don't know without clicking on that what the biggest ports are. If you know, let me know. But I'm sure Portland, Maine's probably got some huge ports. I don't know. U.S. House passes bill that could ban TikTok nationwide. We already talked about that. You know what I've been noticing, though? This is in the business area, but you know what I've been noticing is Robinhood's been making a lot of money lately. They're up 45% over the month, I think. I'm not sure why we need 2% inflation. How investors are absorbing Tuesday's CPI data. So the CPI data today came in, the Consumer Products Index, which just says how fast things, products are going up at 2%, they said. Stock market today, NVIDIA, Tesla drag, tech stacks lower as S&P 500 pulled back. So I didn't really pay attention to the overall market. I just paid attention to my little GameStop and my little meme stocks I got, my little AMC and GameStop. I got a little Mullen too. Google Pixel Fold 2 display sizes leaked. That's cool. They got foldable phones now. It's like Star Trek. The little communicators. Apple to allow iOS app installs from website, but small devs don't qualify. So for some reason, Apple, after all this time, is now going to allow you to load applications onto the phone through websites. But not everyone's website. It's weird. It's like discriminatory, but not. Roomba combo, J9 review, the ideal robot vacuum and mop. Ooh, it's a combo, a mop and a vacuum. Wow. Little tiny robot. Vacuum. South Africa is poised to license 60 crypto firms by a month. My friend's African and he's heavily invested in Shiba Inu. Spot Bitcoin ETF inflows hit one day high over 1 billion. I was thinking about this today. I sold my house in 2006 or something like that. I think 2008 maybe. No, later than that. It was like 2016. Sorry, I was 10 years behind. But I had like a bunch of money and I could have dumped it all in Bitcoin right when it came out, like 10 bucks a piece, and I just didn't. I never thought that Bitcoin was going to take off like it did, but it did. I'd have been mega rich by now. Ethereum's fix for its gas fee problem is now live. What you need to know about... I don't know what... I don't even study Ethereum, really. Keras, Japanese rocket explodes seconds after launch. Yeah, that rocket took up, blew up, then fell back down onto the place where it was launching from. That thing started on fire. And that rocket fuel seems to burn pretty hot. It looked like thermite, just burning everything. SpaceX receives FAA authorization for third Starship launch. Yeah, everybody's seen these little things up in the sky that, like, are emitting these plumes of smoke or light or something, and they all trace it back to SpaceX. And somebody said it was like the second stage booster or something like that, blowing up or something. I don't know. But you can watch the videos online of things up in space and you can see it leaves like a big trail of stuff. The Fall Guy review, Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt sparkle in action comedy. The Fall Guy, I remember there used to be a old show called The Fall Guy. UK economy, shoppers splashing out boosts economy in January. Yeah, I don't think the economy's... There's not really anything that you really need once you have what you need, except for food. So it's like, I don't know how many more people can buy more stuff. I'm amazed America's still consuming, or the world's still consuming, for that matter. How immigration is driving U.S. job growth? I'm sure we got a lot of people in the country. Now with the TikTok ban, I wonder how they're going to communicate. They're going to find another app. It's official. Inflation will be a major issue in November. So they're talking about the American presidential race, saying that inflation is going to be a major issue. All right, we're finishing up here. Building Meta's Gen AI infrastructure engineering at Meta. I never thought I'd be able to use AI as much as I do, but ever since I was designing my website, www.thekingdomofjudah.com, I've used AI every time I go back to design it. It seems like I need to have another reason to get another picture from AI. No installation required. How WebAssembly is changing scientific computing. I don't really know what that means. Oh, I checked the weather in Jerusalem, and it looks to be about like 60 to 70 during my time there. The untold story of Kickstarter's crypto Hail Mary and the secret 100 million A16Z led investment to stave its fading brand. You know, I remembered I had an old computer that I got from somebody a long time ago. And it looks broken, but I was thinking maybe I should turn it on because maybe there's like a old wallet with like some crypto coins in there and then you'd be rich, you know? You never know. Alright, so that was our Kingdom of Judah World News. You guys have a great day and God bless.